All right, so I got something here that some of you people out there are going to love. I am one of those people, and I just like, all right, finally something I can replace Siri with. Yes. So, okay, so you know, or may not know, I have the iPhone 15 Pro, which comes with the action button. And what I have to offer and suggest to you, it's not just for iPhone 15 folks. If you want to use the actual ChatGPT app, you can do it in that way as well. But for those with the action button, check this out. So what you want to do is you want to go over to settings.
Settings. Double tap to open.
Double tap that.
Settings.
Head over to action.
Action button. Button.
Double tap that.
Setting. Settings. Back button.
Now, this should be set to shortcuts if you follow my podcast before on how to use the action. So it's set to multi-button. You'll know more about that in the podcast. But let's go down to the right until we find that button.
Shortcut. Adjustable. Shortcut. Open an app or run your favorite shortcut. Multi-button. Button.
Double tap that.
Sheet grabber. Button.
Now, swipe to the right until you find ChatGPT.
ChatGPT.
Once you're here, let's go to the right just once more.
Start voice conversation.
Aha! So with the latest ChatGPT, my friends, if you are using the free tier, you can now enjoy using the voice version. Yes, it is now available for free tier, folks. So if you're already a ChatGPT Plus, you had this version or this option before, but now for free, you get to use that. Yes, it's going to be using the old GPT 3.5, so keep that in mind. It's not the 4 in the latest GPT, but check this out. So I'm going to go to that and one finger double tap on that.
ChatGPT.
Let's go to the right.
Close. Button. Audiobook. Image. A white logo on a gray back. Start voice conversation.
Double tap that again.
Settings. Back button.
Voila. Now it should be set. To make sure, I'm going to go to the bottom here with four finger tap.
Start voice conversation. Button.
Okay, are you guys ready for this? Check this out. So let me go back to my home screen.
Settings.
All right. Now, when I press my action button, it's my new Siri. Yeah! Check this out.
ChatGPT connecting. Mode. Connect. Speak now.
What is Thanksgiving?
Thanksgiving is a holiday where people gather to express gratitude for blessings. It often involves a special meal with family and friends, featuring dishes like turkey, stuffing, and pumpkin pie. Anything specific you'd like to know about it?
Speak now.
When did that start?
The first Thanksgiving took place in 1621 when pilgrims and Native Americans celebrated a successful harvest together. It's considered the origin of the modern Thanksgiving holiday. Anything else you're curious about?
Speak now.
Nope, that's it. Thank you.
You're welcome. If you have more questions or just want to chat, feel free to ask.
Is that not sweet or what? Now I can put my multi button on there and assign, of course, Be My AI on one of those multi buttons. And now I have removed the Scene AI and placed in this new ChatGPT.
App ChatGPT. Close ChatGPT. Closing ChatGPT.
Now what you have to do, and it's kind of a bummer, but it's okay with me. You just swipe up until you get to your app switcher and then close the ChatGPT and your conversation is done. Oh my goodness, move over Siri. It's not perfect by any means. Hey, it's free and it's a great start and I'm using ChatGPT so much more. Just thought I'd share that with all my friends out there. Enjoy.